I'm not in crisis today.
Okay, I was gonna say, how's the sink situation?
Yeah, so he came. I'm so sorry about that, by the
It was like, I didn't know what was going on. You were like, my sink, and I was like, what's going on? And then you sent me the picture and I was like, oh, that's fucking bad.
I
That's
know
not the best thing.
I couldn't vocalize what was happening because I was in a survival mode.
Also, there was no good way. Like you were like, there's a hole in my sink, and I was like, what?
It
Like,
exploded.
yeah.
The food inside the sink exploded and made a hole. Oh my God, that's gross. But I did have a nice day off the next day, and the super actually came earlier.
Oh, that's
He came
good.
at 9, and so I enjoyed the rest of my day, and it was lovely.
That's
And now,
so
but now I'm kind of freaking out because this very nice girl that I went to college with posted, "Anybody want my Harry Styles tickets?" And I immediately was like, "Me!"
yes.
And now I just spent an exorbitant amount of money. I've never spent that much to see a single person perform. But I will say they did look like pretty solid seats. They're not floor seats, which I actually kind of prefer because, as you know, I'm short and
Yeah.
it's much better that I'm elevated.
Yeah. Where is he playing?
Madison Square Garden, baby.
That's what I thought, but I didn't know because he's doing like smaller shows on purpose too, so I didn't know if he was like doing that in New
Yeah,
York too.
I guess he has like a couple weeks or like 2 week residency at Madison Square Garden. I
It's
don't know
pretty
if that's
cool
what
for
it's
him.
called, residency, but
Wait, since we're talking about former One Directioners, did you see the, like, I haven't tried so hard not to get into this because, like, I just don't really, like, I know where One Direction sits in my, like, cultural lexicon, but, like, did you see on TikTok all this stuff about Liam Payne?
I did. I didn't follow One Direction ever. Like, I wasn't a fan.
Oh, I had a moment.
Yeah.
There, I didn't like buy. I've never seen to like. I've never seen them because I was like, I can't imagine anything less enjoyable for me than spending money on a concert ticket. And this was all while we were in college, so I was like, I have like $60 to my name, so I was like, I don't want to spend money on a concert ticket to go, and then the only thing I can hear are 12-year-olds screaming in my ear. Like, that just doesn't sound fun for me. So I enjoyed them in a recorded setting. My friend and I went to go
Yeah.
see, this is embarrassing. My friend and I went to go see the like the documentary movie that they did, and we were the only people in the theater. Like, it's not even that we were the only people who were not a, like a teenager or a parent. Like, we were the only two people in the theater. So we personally had a great night. But yeah, they, I don't know. They like, I can't even like explain the reason that I love them so much. Like, there was no real reason behind it. I just like fully got sucked in by that like cheesy ass pop music. And I was like, I'm here for this. These are my boys, and I'm not gonna tell anyone about this.
The boy band for me is Backstreet Boys.
Oh, so you're a Backstreet Boys fan on the Backstreet Boys NSYNC dichotomy.
Yeah, I feel like I was both growing up and I saw NSYNC at the Nassau Coliseum in second grade. My dad famously fell asleep during the concert, even though the speakers were blasting in our ears, and it was the No Strings Attached tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess as an adult, I've come to really appreciate Backstreet Boys, and I used to watch the Backstreet Boys VHS that I had, and it was like the 1998 concert in Orlando where they debuted. The music video for Everybody, Backstreet's Back.
Oh my
And
God.
do you remember that music video?
Yes, it's so good.
there's no better music video.
That music. Okay, do you remember MTV Hits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was, I think, I don't know how long they did this for, but there was like a period of time when they had artists come on and they would make like a playlist of like their favorite music videos and or favorite songs. And the band that Kevin McHale was in from Glee, he was in a band like pre-Glee.
Yeah, what was that called?
NLT, I think.
Oh.
They had like one hit and like one single, and I listened to it religiously. So I recorded their like MTV Hits Takeover or whatever, and that music video was on there, and that was like the first time in like my memory that I'd seen it, and I was like, this is it. This is the music video. It's so good.
MLT?
Yeah. Well, no, the Backstreet Boys music video.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My brain's so fuzzy because I'm like, now I'm like, who's gonna spend all this money that I spent to see Harry Styles? But hopefully I'll find a friend that will want to spend a lot to see him.
Especially in New York, there has to be someone else around.
Oh, yeah. Like, I asked my friend that's a big, big Harry Styles fan, and I was like, hey, are these good seats, and is it a good deal for these seats, like what I'm paying?
Yeah.
And she was like, yes, it's a great price. People were trying to sell those way higher, and Ticketmaster was selling those during the sale for $1,200, and I got them for don't worry, I'm not spending $1,200. So I got them for, I'll just say, under 300.
A piece or total?
Wait,
did you get one or two? No, but I feel like that's still, like, if it was total, then that would have been an absolute steal.
Yeah, it's about, you know, like 500 for two tickets.
I think that's a good deal.
I think so too, and it's not in the pit, which again, I don't want to be in the pit. It's the second best section you could be in,
mm-hmm.
and I would much rather that.
Because you can see it.
Exactly. But yeah, that's my. I would watch Backstreet Boys. And I would love how they all did their own little solos. Like, they each had their own little section for their little solos. And then they came together and they did Everybody, Rock Your Body Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so good.
Okay, so today we are talking Parents' Day. So a lot came up this episode, mostly anger for me towards both Ashley and Paige. I'm like really annoyed at how they're trying to use Toby for his mom.
Yes.
But there's also justice for Terry at the end when she's like, I'm going to give you my card. You have like an interesting face.
Yes.
And Terry's like, okay.
Oh, love that.
Yes.
There was also, I was like very sad about like, I feel like if you've never seen the show before and you're just like, oh, okay, Toby's parents don't get along. Like, obviously that's one of the reasons they're divorced. But that's just, like, Toby's whole situation made me so
sad. Oh, same.
Like, right? I was like, I get that kids deal with this all the time, but you should not be at all. Like, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, and especially in such a public setting, too. Like,
yes.
How embarrassed he must have been. I was so frustrated for him. And I want to blame the mom because I felt like the mom was more instigating the fights.
She definitely was more reactive right off the bat.
Yeah.
But he like,
But dad was
but
holding
his dad,
back, you know?
his yeah, his dad was really like heavy on the blame.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and for Toby to just be like so fed up with it, be like, it's my life, it's my time at school, like it's how I'm choosing to spend my time. I'm like, okay, yeah, but also no, like you should not be taking this on. Like, yes, take responsibility for your actions, but it also like as your parents, both of them are responsible for you
Yes.
doing or not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, but also I was like, I was so embarrassed for the parents because like I can't imagine ever causing a scene like that in public
Yeah.
ever. Right? And then for Toby to have to watch it like on like one level for him to have to watch it at all, but then for
Yeah.
it to be happening in a public place and for someone else that he knows to be right there, and also like embarrassed that Snake had to try and like play marriage counselor in all of this, where he was like, this is not like basically when he was like, stop placing blame, like this is a normal problem that kids have.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And he's also saying like mostly really great things. Like
Yes.
Toby's doing very well, and he was like, if he could just apply himself a little bit more in writing or his spelling, that's not his
Yeah.
forte, blah blah blah. And then yeah, and then his mom just like goes off, and then they both
Yes.
go at it. And I'm like, this is not the place and time, first of all. And second of all, like I like the dad was like, we're better. Remember at the beginning of the episode, he was like, your
He was
mom
like,
and
yeah,
I
we're
have
better
chemo.
now.
Yeah, like no, you're not.
Clear, but also like clearly not when Toby was like, oh, mom wants to come. And he was like, she didn't even call me first. Like, okay. Like, granted, yes, if you're gonna co-parent a child, you should be keeping the other parent in the loop on things like this, but also, no, she's not your wife, and no, you are not entitled to her whereabouts anymore.
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
so that was just, I felt so, like, oh, I just felt so bad.
Yeah, my heart broke for him. And then he has Ashley like flat out not caring about any of this that's going on, even though like they're brother and sister now. And all she cares about is trying to get close with his mom, who's a casting agent. I'm really curious what kind of casting agent is he be is she, because I don't understand like their tactics here. Paige comes in wearing this like
She looked,
sparkly
speaking of Britney
top.
Spears, she literally looked like
Yes.
Britney Spears.
And then like they're putting on makeup for her, blah blah blah, and I'm like, what do you think you're gonna get out of this?
Right. And I'm just also, okay, like, absolutely no disrespect to Melissa McIntyre, who is Ashley. She, baby girl, you are no Oscar-winning actress over here. Like on in this episode specifically, I was like, her performance, like why I like it's so bad that I can't even like feel bad that she's like not getting the things that she wants. Like
No, I
I was
don't
just,
feel bad at all.
right? I was like, you like you're so flat. But then also, but the thing that I disliked was when she was mean, she was really good at being mean. And I'm sure she's a lovely person, but I'm like, you are at like Terry is giving this like great performance of being such a good friend because that's what she does. She's there all the time. And she like Ashley's just like, whatever, until she's like, ow, Terry, you poked me in the eye, which I need to see. Like, stop. Like, have some depth to your character, please. Because it's kind of getting old.
Yeah, she her acting does get better throughout the seasons, but she's never been Degrassi's strongest actress,
No.
Ashley.
No. Sorry, Ashley.
I'm not
Okay.
sorry.
I'll go back to my notes because I didn't take too many.
I've
Okay,
been
so we talked
trying
about
not to.
Toby.
I've been trying to be present and just see where the
Me too, but I
takes
want to make
us.
sure that I like, yes, but I want to make sure that I like get on all the topics that, oh my God, wait, this is incredibly important. Was this the first ever mention of Heather Sinclair?
You know what? I was thinking that. I think it was.
Okay,
Who
well, welcome to the
famously
world, Heather
we
Sinclair.
never, right, but we never even meet
You
her. We
never see
meet Holly J. Sinclair,
Holly J. Yeah.
who's her cousin?
I thought
Not
it
her
was her little
sister.
sister, which was
Oh,
weird.
yeah.
I thought it
Yeah.
was.
Yeah, no, you're
Am I
probably
wrong? I
right.
don't know. This is, we have seasons till we have to deal with Holly J.
We have a lot of seasons
So,
until
yeah.
we get to Holly J.
Yeah. So I did want to make sure that we threw that in there because in the grand scheme of like Degrassi characters, she's pretty big even without ever being on screen.
Oh, she's constantly mentioned. She's an icon
Never
of
anything
Degrassi.
nice. She has to have
Never.
some positive attributes.
No, it's always a it's always an insult whenever they
Always
mention
an
her name.
insult.
Yeah.
Yes. I also, since, okay, right now, in the way that like the social structure is, to me, Liberty is like the conduit between the grade eights and the grade sevens because she works with Ashley the most. And she's just a general badass small child. So, with that, she was also great this season in
Oh yeah,
fine,
she's
or not
so
this season, in this episode.
professional when she's
So,
like, I'm trying to run a newspaper here.
And I also was like, this I thought was like so out of like later seasons character for Liberty when she was like, yeah, my dad knows the mayor. Like, okay.
Yeah, chill, girly pop.
Loved it though.
My new
It was
favorite
so
word.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell my sister that you thought that was really funny. I'm gonna let her know.
Yeah.
I don't
I
know where it came
also
from her, but
love JT's outfit. Pretty much throughout
yes.
the whole episode, I feel like he's wearing a backwards cap. He just
Yeah,
looks
I feel like he
so.
utilizes a cap more than anyone else.
He does. He does. Especially early on.
Yeah.
And he just looks so lanky and, I don't know, so typical JT.
To me, JT is exactly what all the boys look like that we went to middle school with.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Like they nailed it on J.
Yeah. Maybe more like pimples on the ones on the kids we went to school with. Like I feel like JT's
Yeah.
skin is pretty nice. I
Yeah,
haven't
we were
noticed
a
anything
greasy
crazy.
bunch.
Yeah, those boys had acne galore.
Yeah.
Still do probably.
I mean, we've all grown up at least a little bit. So maybe
Yes.
someone's skin has calmed down.
Yeah. Yeah, so all that happens with Toby and his family, and then the B plot is what's
Is
happening with
Emma.
Emma. She's writing this article about the, what did they call it? The yak? Yak?
Knack, news about
Knack.
kids.
News about kids, and they have this, they have to watch these videos every morning, and she's like, they're brainwashing us, blah, blah, blah. But meanwhile, like, the reason that they have to watch the Knack program is because Principal Radish did an exchange where they get 18 computers for media immersion, which we love, in exchange for watching those videos every morning. And then we learn in I'm gonna say my quote of the episode right now because
Okay.
it's my favorite. We learn that Sean needs to use the school computers. He doesn't have one at home. So his brother, oh my God, don't tell me the name of the brother. I need to remember it. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Give me a hint.
Oh God. It's like not, it's not like a normal name at all.
It's like a word.
Yeah. I didn't. Okay, so
Sean and
I don't think they like ever say it.
no,
But I think
no,
it's
I
a.
know they say it. They say it. Oh my God, it's gonna bother me.
So I had a moment where I like got him mixed up with Trey from the OC. So in my notes, I was referring to him as Trey, and as it turns out, that is not his name.
It's Tracker.
Yes. Did you come up with that or did you look it up?
I looked it up. I looked it up.
Oh my God. I thought you like it came to you in the depths of your mind, and I was about to like
No,
throw my computer
but
across the room.
when he popped up and he's like, my brother Tracker, I'm like, oh my God, memory unlocked. And Tracker, reads this article and sees Emma and is like, who wrote this crap? And she's like, I did, and I'm proud of it, and I'm not wrong, blah blah blah. I'm right. And he's like, dude, oh my God, wait, no, I forgot the line. This is why I should write notes. He was like, he like takes the article and is like, looks like trash, smells like trash.
Right.
So good.
Here's the thing. At the beginning, I was like fully on Emma's side because I was like, oh my God, propaganda in public school. That's
Same.
absolute bullshit. You should never. But then, like, but you know, then Mr. Radich being an adult is like, listen up, sweet cheeks, is more complicated than that. And then you like turn right around and, you know. And Sean and his brother, they're being like, hey, we're the reason it's more complicated than that.
Yeah.
So I do see both sides, and I do very much love that Emma said what she thought was right, and also that she had the confidence to stand up to like to Sean's brother, who's like a full-on grown-up. Like this is not like it's not like Sean's a grade 7 and he's a grade 9 or a grade 10. Like
Yeah.
he's a grown man. So
Also,
I
his
really
name is
appreciate that.
Tracker. Like, imagine trying to
Tracker.
stand up to somebody named Tracker.
Right? This
Right?
isn't someone named like Gabe, Jeff, you know, like
Yeah.
so I give her a
Yeah.
lot of credit there. So credit where credit is due.
Yeah, and I
But
also think this was a lesson that Emma needed to learn, maybe the hard way, like of, I think it's important to voice your opinion, but also if you're going to write an article, make sure you research all sides of the story. And
and
I think,
also just like be prepared that people are going to rebut it.
right. Yeah.
Is that our lesson of the day?
I think that is our lesson of the day.
Okay, because I couldn't come up with one. I was like, what actually is the big lesson here? First of all, don't get
Yeah.
into very public fights with your ex-spouse.
Right. I don't think we have a lesson for Toby's plot line
Yeah.
because there's not much we could do about
Right, I'm like, just don't make a
that.
scene, guys. Oh my God.
Yeah. Communicate with your ex-spouses
Yeah.
in a
Don't just
calm,
yell at
cool,
them.
and collected manner. Yes.
Exactly. So yeah, I did really like that whole exchange. And also, I don't know, maybe this is just like too American of me and just the American depiction of single parents, but I just like would have thought that Spike would have like been like I don't know, I thought that she maybe would have like ha made sure that Emma was just like more aware of the world around her, because that was just like a very sheltered take.
Do you think that Spike didn't read the article or didn't even know that she was writing it? Because remember,
I
they
don't think
like
she
went
wrote,
to school and then that day she was like, I'm gonna write it and
I'm gonna
Principal
do it, I'm gonna
Radich.
hand it out for,
Yeah, so I don't think she even knew.
But just in the, like, so, okay, so for me, the, like, Emma's desire to be such an activist has to come from somewhere, right? Like, I mean, she has to have, like, seen something, like, I, right, she usually does it a lot with, like, the environment, and, like, there was that whole plot line about, like, genetically modified tomatoes or whatever. So I don't know. So I feel like that means that she's like a pretty well-informed kid. So wouldn't that like so, but to not be able to do that on like social, like socioeconomic issues, I get it's a lot harder when you're a kid, but like I feel like she, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking too far into it, like too hard into it. But I just feel like Snake would have been just like, hey, not everyone has the things that we have.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, she's also a single parent too, so you would think she doesn't have
Everything.
every yeah, I didn't
Right?
want to put my foot in my mouth, but yeah,
Which
I'm
is
sure
why I
there
was
are
saying
things that
maybe it's just
Emma
like. Yeah, so that's why I was saying maybe that's the
wants.
American in me because like I feel like in American media, if you're a single parent, then like you're teetering on the edge of like financial stability always.
Yeah, maybe it's a
You
little
know.
better in Canada. Maybe they have some more support, more financial support.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my anyway. I just didn't finish any sentences right there, but
Was my anyway.
anyway, that was just my interpretation of the situation. And once again, these are not real people, and I think I'm thinking too hard into it. But here we
You
are.
are, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, also, I thought it was really cute that her apology to Sean, like, she sent him an email when she was right next to him, and then they just like smiled at each other. And then I was
And
like
started
sitting on my couch,
talking.
yeah, just like fully blushing. And I was like, oh my God, once again, this is a fake preteen couple from
I
20 years ago, and I still can't help but like, I get flustered when things happen between them.
know. I know. Well, we follow their whole arc. Like, we follow them,
The
like,
whole, yeah.
into literally, like, adulthood. If you count the webisodes, which I do
Ooh.
count, and
I mean,
in
I
my
consider the
heart,
webisodes canon.
yeah, in my heart, that's how it ended. They end up
Yeah.
together. She does not end up with Spinner. That's an absolute joke that that happened. I have a bone to
That's
pick with Linda Schuyler regarding that.
okay. Just as an aside, though, didn't Mary McDonald and
Yeah.
they dated for a while, right? Mary
Who
McDonald and Shane Kippel?
did they? I hate that.
Like way back, like when we were still watching, like that long ago.
Oh, I think they did. 'Cause yeah, I remember seeing this picture of them. They're
Like
like
at a pool
at
or something.
yes, that's exactly where they are. I don't like that. I don't like that.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe that was like a weird callback to that or something. I don't even know. Obviously, Linda Schuyler is not hopping on this podcast with us to clarify anything, but we can speculate all we want.
And we're going to speculate.
Oh, you bet your ass we are gonna speculate.
You bet your bottom dollar that we're going to speculate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
That
I'm trying to
tomorrow
see if
we're
I
going to
had
speculate.
any. Oh, yeah. Always speculating. Speculation station over here.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
I just, that's the first thing that popped into my head right here, right
Nice.
now. Yep. Always thinking, always creating.
This is why we have a
Oh,
podcast.
also, it is. So, okay. I just like get so caught up on like some of the weird aesthetic things that have happened because it's been so long. So this is my aesthetics corner over here.
Oh, yes, I love it. Maybe we could do that
Paige's
every episode, Aesthetics Corner by
aesthetics
Nikki.
corner, yeah. We might have to change the name because I did steal the corner situation from My Favorite Murder because they do a lot of different corners.
Aesthetics, station.
We can auto station. Paige's frosted lip gloss. I did a double take because I was like, that's not really on her face. We're in middle school. It was on her face. And it has never been a look for me. I know that J Lo has, she started it, she's kept it going, she brought it back. It never went anywhere with J-Lo, but like it is not for me. I find it very visually disconcerting. So I was just like, what's happening over here? But then I also do have in my notes, Sean has an earring. Red alert, Sean has an earring, which I didn't remember, and I love it. I love it for him. It's
I
less
love that
shocking to
earring.
me. It is significantly less shocking to me than Spinner's like multiple piercings. Like I think this one is a lot more realistic for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, that one cute little
The little hoop.
hoop. Does he have it
Oh,
on both
I love
sides
him.
or just one?
Certainly on one. I don't.
I don't
We
think
did
it's
like a
both.
lot. I don't know. Like I feel like the camera was on one side of his head a lot this episode.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay, so you did your quote.
You did
My
your quote,
quote
yeah.
was, what are you gonna do? Oh wait, what is it? What are you gonna do for a face when the monkey wants its butt back?
Oh my God,
Classic.
that's an epic quote. Yes.
I remember it being just on like a list of like all-time greatest Degrassi quotes, and I did not remember where it came from at all. And I was like, oh my God, this was from the beginning. Like Spinner was there for us from the jump.
I know, I feel like I might have had that in my AIM profile.
I
Like,
think you may have. Yeah.
do
I
you
do
remember?
also, there's like a part B to this when like after Paige is like, Spinner, do you think that I'm pretty enough to be, or I'm prettier than Ashley? And Spinner's like, oh, did you not get the joke? And then goes on to explain it. Incredible, incredible energy. So yeah, and then we did our lesson. Who was your key character of the episode?
Well, definitely not Ashley.
Bad vibes from Ashley.
That's my dishwasher, by the way. Definitely not Paige.
This like
Definitely not.
the same, yeah, Paige in this episode had the same mean energy as last episode.
Yeah,
Like,
she really. Okay, I'm gonna say something maybe controversial.
lay it on me.
So we know that Paige goes through a lot in the coming
Yeah.
seasons, but I
Yes.
feel like it happens for her to build character, to become a less shitty person. Like, and I'm not
Yeah.
saying that all of that should have happened to her. I'm definitely not saying that. But at the very least, some good comes out of it. Like
Right.
she
And I
grows.
was yes, I was just thinking to myself, maybe it's grown up, but then I remember she goes through so
Lot.
much.
Yeah.
And I think like in the grand scheme of television shows, I think that Degrassi handles it well. But like now that we're older and we know more things, I'm like, still hugely skated over.
Definitely, definitely.
Right.
But at least it was a two-parter, right? Shout part one and
Oh,
two.
yes. Oh, man. I think that's going to stress me out a lot when we get to it now that we're like.
I know.
I don't know. I think like the laissez-faire attitudes of like TV shows, it's fine when you're a kid and you have no idea what's actually going on. But I think it's gonna like stress me out now that we're older and we're watching it, you know?
Yeah. Well, a couple months back, I started rewatching from the beginning before we even decided to do this, and I
Yeah.
caught up to that those episodes and that season, and I was like emotional, like I was crying, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't remember this affecting me that much when I was first watching
Well,
it."
because I think about how young we were. Because like in my head, I was like, "Oh, that doesn't happen in real life." Like I had a lot of that mentality when I was first watching. I was like, "That's never gonna happen to anyone that I know,"
Right.
which is
But of course it
like we
does.
all went to college. It does.
Yeah. Ugh, it's awful. Okay. Oh, my character of the episode, I'm gonna have to say Tracker for a few reasons.
Okay.
He comes in, he's trying to protect his little brother, and he pays no mind to the age of the people that he's picking his fights with, and I love that for him.
Yeah.
I also love the line, smells like garbage, looks like garbage, smells like
Yep.
garbage. So good. And also, I think it is important that he points out the flaws in Emma's piece because she should think about the other side of the story.
Yeah.
And the other side of the story is closer than she might think. It's as close
Exactly.
as Sean Cameron sitting right next to her in the media immersion lab.
Right? This is as close as the boy she's making eyes with. Like,
Literally, literally.
yeah.
So, yeah. Tracker Cameron.
That's, I feel like that was like a dark horse one, and I love that you picked him. So my, I think you, this was mine in the pilot, but I'm going back to it. Snake, because he really took care of Toby this episode. Like,
Yeah, he did.
first, like he was there to like kind of what like in the actual class. Next day, he was like, you know, he was like fully authoritarian and was like, you can't like forge documents, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then like he turns around and he was like, Toby, you're doing really well. I'm proud of you. And I was like, what teacher has ever said that to, like, definitely to me? I don't know about you, but like,
Well, I think what it is like he sees that Toby is not being parented, so he's stepping in
yeah.
as the parent role. Like, yes, he acknowledges the letter that he forged, and he holds Toby accountable for that. But he's also like, I am proud of you, but also like when you do bad things,
Yeah.
you have to, like, there are
You have to
consequences.
be accountable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just like really love that because I was like, there definitely needs to be more teachers like that. Like, I've never experienced a teacher who like cared about students in that capacity. Sorry to every teacher who I've ever had. and I get that there's like a lot going on and stuff, but it's just, I don't know. Like, kids are so unstable when they're like, especially at that age, when there's just like so many changes happening. So like having a teacher who's like, I am looking out for you, must have been just like so great, you know?
Yeah, he needed it.
Yeah. So Snake always looking out for his kids. I love it.
Love Snake so much. I also was thinking, how freaking tall is this man? He has to bend down so much to drink from that water fountain.
No,
And
have.
I'm thinking,
I
like,
wanna. Okay, I'm gonna look this up because.
I've never had to bend down in my life to drink from the water fountain.
There's a part of
Are
my
you looking
brain
up
that
how
says that
tall
he's
he is?
6'5".
I
Yeah.
think you're right.
Do you wanna take Beth?
No. I think he's 6'3".
6'3". Okay, let me see if I can find it on here. I have to go somewhere else.
Stefan Brogren.
6'4". Right
Oh,
in
so it was
between our
right in between
guesses.
us. So should I tell the listeners what we are watching next week? What we're talking about
Yes.
next week? All right, so
It is a.
next. Oh, it's a doozy. I know. I'm excited about this one.
It's,
Yeah. Well, we know from the title, it's called The Mating Game. It is season one, episode. Wait, one, two, three, episode six. Season one, episode six. Jimmy and Ashley's 8-month anniversary comes up, but Ashley is worried about Paige playing Juliet with Jimmy as Romeo. Oh, wait, I read that so wrong. I'm gonna do that again. Okay, Jimmy and Ashley's 8-month anniversary comes up, but Ashley is worried about Paige playing Juliet with Jimmy as Romeo. and contemplates having sex with him to keep him interested. Meanwhile, Toby attempts to get closer to Emma.
It is so much to unpack just from that little like synopsis.
I know. That's not when Emma gets her period, right?
I don't think so. I think that's next season.
Maybe. Oh, wow. Okay. I think she gets it first season.
Maybe I don't think it's right. This one, though. Okay. I think on that side, we just kind of dive really deep into the fact that Toby loves Emma, and she's not there here for it.
Nah, she's in Sean Cameron land.
I mean,
like the rest among of us.
We oh my god, I love Sean Cameron.
Sean Hope Cameron.